Welcome back to another episode of Only Fiends with me, Karen Elizabeth Fien, and our guest today is one of my favorite comedians, absolutely hilarious. You've seen her on The Tonight Show, she's at The Cellar, she's headlining all over the world. Please welcome Carmen Lynch. Yay!
Hi, is that the camera? Where's the other one?
Right there.
This one? Hi.
Yeah, no, we just have one.
Okay.
He makes it look like two, though.
I know, it feels like they're everywhere. Which side should I show?
You look great.
Thank you
for doing my podcast.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. I love this area. It's beautiful. I used to work down here.
Where'd you work?
Before stand-up, I was a temp at Merrill Lynch. And then I was a temp at Goldman Sachs.
You were a fine bro.
I almost died on 9/11.
No, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you working?
Goldman Sachs.
And it was right there.
Yeah, I know.
How did you
I walked
live?
Right into it too because I thought it was a small plane.
What?
I was like, oh my God, what idiot just drove into the building? And then like they didn't tell us because we were temps. They're like, she's stupid. So all the temps, they were just like, just leave.
Shut up.
No. And so I walked in. The only good thing is the guy I'm dating now, I met him at Goldman Sachs as a temp.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
still
so
together.
Wait, you were working on 9/11.
Working on 9/11. And then they kicked us out when the first plane crashed.
And then you obviously were fine and you just walked home.
And then I was like, I want to see what's happening.
What? So where did you go?
I walked closer.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Because nobody told me. You know, did you guys have fights in your high school, in your public? Did you go to public school?
No, it's a private school.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Did you guys have fights?
Not really.
Okay, we had a lot of fights. And I would always go to the fights. I would be like, this is like a fight. Like,
yeah.
I want to watch.
Yeah.
So it was the same thing. I was like, nobody knew it was a plane with terrorists. And so I was like, let me go see what idiot flew into the thing. So then I just walked right in.
At any point were you like, I got to get out of here?
When the building fell, it was too late. There were a ton of us. Nobody knew. There were a ton of us. And then the floor shook and then everything got very smoggy and covered and then I was like, oh,
we should probably go,
we should leave. And then I was like, I honestly thought I was gonna die. I was like, sorry mom and dad, didn't think of anyone else. Yeah. Anyone. I don't care if it was like a best friend, a boyfriend, my sister, nobody.
Okay.
I was just like,
your mom and dad,
my mom and dad are gonna be
so mad, sad
and then mad. They're gonna be like, curiosity killed the Carmen. Like, that's it.
My mom, like, no phone calls were getting through. I was a freshman in college.
Uh-huh.
And everybody was getting all these phone calls. Or no, they weren't. Like, my mom said she kept trying to call. And she just, like, somehow, like, got through to me. And she, like, says my grandmother came to her. My mom's, like, always saying, like, ghosts come to her and, like, stuff like that. So I, like, spoke to her. And so she knew I was, like, alive. I'm like, mom, I'm in Midtown. Get a life.
Bless you.
It's like, I'm not even close.
Yeah, it was hard to get through, I remember, and I had just had a colonoscopy.
What?
I'm telling you so much. And then when I went home, I called my mom, and I was like, were you worried about me that day that I died? Since, you know, there were no phones, I couldn't get through.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I was just worried about your colonoscopy results. And I was like, you were worried about my butthole? What about me? My whole body.
It's attached to my butthole.
She's like, I knew you'd run and be fine.
I knew you'd run. I was worried that maybe you'd shit your pants. And what? You're being too passionate.
Triggered by the shitting the pants.
You're being too passionate.
Triggered.
Mabel, no love bites. Sometimes she does love bites.
No.
Mabel,
dogs.
Come here. You're bothering me. Just chill. All right?
All right. I'll hold your tail.
Yeah. You're lucky she's holding your tail. You get too passionate, Mabel. See?
All this 9/11 talk really
Stop being so passionate. Stop. It's too much passion and that breathing's too heavy. Thank you.
How old is Mabel?
I think she's 2.
Oh, yeah. She's passionate.
I think she's going to be like
She still has hope.
2 in July.
Oh, baby.
I love her madly. We hunt squirrels every morning.
Uh-huh.
She caught one
Really?
She caught one the other day. It was full sploot. Like, she was on top of it. Oh, fuck. My fucking finger's so fucked up. Was that PT today? Sorry. Okay. Full sploot, the squirrel. But then she, like, let it go like a killer whale does with seals.
So it doesn't injure the squirrel?
I mean,
it just catches it and then scares the shit out of it?
Yeah. I might injure it mentally.
Yeah.
Quiet.
Have you noticed that there are less squirrels in the park now because of Mabel?
She scares the shit out of them. Every morning, she clears the whole park.
Oh,
they know
God.
She's
what
coming.
What a badass.
I feel like she's like, you know, like in Disney movies, how like they think like house cats are lions or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She's coming and they think she's like a wolf. Like the wolf is coming. I also do think she's full wolf. Pat, remember to ask me for footage right now and I'll send it to you and put it in the podcast. Mabel has dug holes in the children's playground with the sand that are so fucking deep. It's insane. Like, she like dug to China. It's like she found water.
Like, how deep and why?
She found water. Who knew there was water down there?
How does she dig so deep and not fall in her own hole? Or are they just like...
She loves it in there. She can't wait to
get
in there.
Oh, she just hangs out in the hole?
Yeah, she'll bury her Frisbee in there. Oh, and it'll be like dark and I'll have my flashlight on. All you see is her beady eyes like coming out of the hole. She's a fucking wolf, dude.
How did you even live before her?
This I don't know. Is so fun. I'm obsessed. We are awake and out every morning from like 6 a.m. till 8:30.
Uh-huh.
She just farted.
No, right in my face. Colonoscopy.
Mabel.
Oh, my
poop?
God.
Do you have to poop?
That's. I'm the guest. You're not supposed to fart on me.
Mabel, answer me. Do you have to poop?
Oh, my God. But they don't smell, I have to say. I took a whiff.
No. She's pretty athletic. Like, she's pretty healthy. Her diet mostly consists of dry food, which is kangaroo.
Come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. This is what Justin Silver, he says I'm feeding her the wrong shit and like maybe she's allergic to it or whatever. But I feel like Justin's one of those people who like there's like a dog bowl and he's like, first I add a turkey leg and then 4 quail eggs.
Into what? The dog food?
Yeah. And like then 4 individually cut broccoli stems and spirulina and collagen. And I'm like, I'm ordering dry food in bulk.
I didn't know dogs could eat kangaroo.
The reason I got it is because it was the most high, like, rated customer ratings on Chewy.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is it. This is what people are doing. And maybe the ratings are padded, or maybe there are people in Australia that are voting more than us.
Anything called Chewy is hilarious, and I would totally believe it.
That's the website. Shout out to Chewy. Maybe they'll give me a fucking discount code. I spent all
Bring
my money
Bring some
there.
Kangaroo meat, Chewy. I'd like to try some. What's the weirdest thing you've ever tried?
Probably, like... organ meats like duck liver.
Oh yeah, we talked about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah.
So I told you 3 days ago
what would you get?
I'm anemic. I just found out.
Right.
And my doctor said eat chicken livers and steak and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like so grossed out by the chicken livers. Guess what I had yesterday?
What?
Chicken livers.
How did you have it?
I asked my mom because I was in Virginia.
Okay.
And I said, you have to cook this. I'm disgusted. Please do something to this. And she added onions and they were pretty good.
Not bad, right?
No, they
Especially
were like...
Especially if like mentally, you know, you're like, oh, I'm pumping myself with iron right now. Like you almost eat it like you eat a vitamin.
I had to keep saying that though.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, their texture is a little
chewy.
Weird.
Yeah.
And then I remembered you said to just like put it into a sauce or something. Yeah. But you know what? I don't think I'm ever going to buy them again because I didn't know where to buy them. I walked
That's
in. I was at Wegmans.
Okay.
And I was like, can I get the chicken livers? I don't know where they are. And the guy was like,
he was like, you're gross.
And I'd much rather just buy steak.
Shush,
I'm going to buy steak, I think.
Like filet mignon or like a strip steak? Just relax.
The fat one. The high one. Filet, right?
Like, yeah, filet.
And medium.
Prime rib.
Prime rib.
Like... I
don't care.
Steak.
Anything that's medium, it's like pink and juicy, not too bloody.
Do you like lamb?
I love lamb.
I like lamb, like lamb chop, like popsicles.
And I
just feel like a barbarian.
Do you put aioli on it?
I'll put anything on it.
Yeah, me too.
Ugh, do you think Nikki Glaser hates us?
I always think about that because she posted that one time, that little pig.
Don't get me started.
Do you remember
that one time? Like,
remember that
her whole feed is like, this cow was just separated from his mother. Like, shut up, Nikki.
But you know what? I'm anemic. I have to do it.
Tell her.
I'm anemic. Nikki, I'm anemic.
She's going to send you a fucking DM that's like, eat these soy bars. You'll be fine.
Well, the doctor did say leafy greens. But how many leafy greens
can
you have?
What are you, a rabbit? What are you, an elephant? That's what fucking Shafi. You know Shafi? He's a comedian.
Shafi, a
What's
comedian.
His last name?
Yeah. I don't know, but I know Shafi.
He's
I know
vegan.
Him as Shafi. Yeah.
He's vegan. And we were talking. I think it was like me, him, and Moody McCarthy. And you know Moody McCarthy's like, I'm having a fucking pork chop tonight. But Shafi was like, think of elephants. They're omnivore. They don't eat meat. And look at them. They're
but
so
they don't
strong.
Have to perform all night. Like, we need energy and stuff. Do you know what I mean?
I know. What do they have to do? Run
they're
from
grazing
poachers?
And like running and I don't know, lifting things with their nose.
Trunks or whatever.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. I mean, I sort of get what he's saying. They're like big, but like, they don't look healthy.
Well, I tried being vegan during COVID because I was bored.
Right.
And I watched that documentary about like how animals are mistreated.
Oh, that sucks.
And that'll do it in a second.
I know. It'll do it. You can stick to it for a week off of that documentary. Like it was, I remember.
Yeah, I lasted for 6 months.
Whoa.
I know. And then I was like, I didn't miss chicken at all. Yeah. I missed steak.
Yeah.
And now I've been eating a lot of chicken.
Okay.
Me is that too. Because of protein?
Yeah. I eat a lot of chicken too. Because it's the easiest, fastest protein. I think that and eggs, like hard-boiled eggs, deviled eggs.
Poached eggs here. Poached eggs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Poached.
Okay.
I love. I rediscovered them and now I'm like, poached.
Wait, do you know how to poach eggs? How do you poach eggs? I don't know how. Do you just boil them?
You just boil them, but you got to stay. You can't go to the bathroom or call a friend because they get hard very quickly.
I don't know if I have the tool to get them out of the pan.
You just need the spoon with the holes in it.
That's what I don't have. That's how not domestic.
You know,
I am.
You could just use a spoon and then just take the water out.
Oh, okay.
I want to see cooking with Karen.
I gotta get back into it.
Eggs.
I was trying to make like baked goods with like spirulina or like collagen powder and like all this shit, and they always tasted like chalk. So I got really disappointed because I bought a fucking KitchenAid. You know that shit's like $500, and I just my healthy treats were not panning out.
Is a KitchenAid like a Vitamix?
No, it's like the that tool that you use. That tool. It's like a mixing pan.
Oh, one of those things.
Mabel, relax. Okay.
What else did I have to tell you? Oh, yeah. And then you got me thinking about this thing 3 days ago where you said after a certain age, a woman loses 3%. This stuff sticks to me.
Those stats stick with me, too. I know.
3% of muscle every – it's not every day.
It can't be. No, it can't be every day, Carmen.
Every year.
Oh, every year,
right?
Did I say that?
You said three –
make sure that's true, Pat.
In the 30s, you lose 3% of muscle every year.
Oh, my God.
And now I've been checking out all these old ladies on the street. Yeah, and they are. They're all like.
Of course. Because they weren't told to like lift weights and do. Mabel, sorry.
It's okay. Just be comfortable.
I think it's affected them in so many ways, right? Yeah. Like also like women, like at least my mom's generation, my mom never took care of herself.
Yeah.
There was no, it would be considered so, like, bougie and vain and, like.
Oh, super selfish to go to the gym?
Yes.
Are you kidding? Take care of your kids and stay home.
Stay home. Yeah. Like, yeah, or work.
Yeah.
And take care of your kid. Like, my mom was work. My mom was a teacher.
Yeah.
And she had kids. So, like, yeah, there was no, like, oh, this is mom's hour of the day where she even gets to go be by. My mother was, we never left her alone.
No, no, no. I had my mother, too, the whole time.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe I'd just be a horrible mother because I'd be like, I'm going back to the gym.
Me too. I'd be like, you can't talk yet. Order lunch.
Yeah, stay in your crib. I'll be back in 5 hours.
Sit, stay. Mabel can sit and stay. Why can't you? Fucking
Mabel
dummy.
Will watch you and feed you and bathe you, little baby, 3-day-old baby.
Oh, I watched a terrible footage of some girl who threw her baby in the garbage.
What? Stop it.
And like on the new, like they have like. Footage from the hospital, like the doctor comes in and her mom's there too, and she's like, the girl had come to the hospital, she's like, we just found a dead baby in the garbage, and the mom's like, I told you what happens to girls who do that, I told you what happened. And it's like, wait a minute, you knew your daughter was pregnant? Like,
wait, did she kill the baby?
It sounds like the girl had the baby in the bathroom, she's like, it wasn't crying, but then she put it in the garbage.
Oh my god, why can't they just keep the baby alive in the garbage?
Yeah,
like that's so much better than a dead baby. Like,
shut up.
Let someone find it in the garbage. I would love, if I found a dead baby, I'm sorry, if I found a live baby in the garbage, if the baby was alive, I would so keep it. I'd take it as a sign.
It's your destiny. It's your garbage baby.
I was like, God wants me to take care. It would be like the next Jesus, the next coming. Please don't fart again in my face.
If you fart again on Carmen, I'll fucking kill you.
Oh my god.
I think she's just
kangaroo farts are. Pat,
I think she needs to go in my room.
Yeah. I'm gonna miss her.
Can you do it? She's just a little intense right now. I think it's like we're creeping in.
She's acting like she just came.
Yeah.
She's very in love with
you. Wait, be a little more. Just ask her. She'll go.
Oh.
I kind of like how Pat manhandles her. Yeah, sorry, she was being too distracting. And I have all these things to talk about. Here, do you want these?
What is that now?
So I just canceled it, but I got too many shipments of those. It's just like good vitamin C immunity shit, you know?
How many of these should I take?
Two. I take two a day.
Two? Okay.
I'm big into gummies because I hate, like, pills.
Yeah, me too. Hold on. I really like gummies.
Sorry. I think you have to...
Oh, my God. It's like, it's new.
Yeah, it's for you.
Oh, it's for me?
Yeah, it's for you.
Oh, my God. No podcast gives me, like, gifts.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
I like Vital Proteins.
I already got perfume and some gummies.
I like Vital Proteins because
these are great. Thank you.
They do a bunch of different kinds. Tastes good, right? Tastes like orange.
I don't trust gummies because they're so good. I'm like, does this have just sugar?
I know. Does it even work? Does any of it absorb? But then, is your toilet really yellow? I know that it means, like, people are like, if your pee is really yellow, like
my urine or the color urine. Of my toilet.
Sure. I mean, both. Like, I mean, I guess I'm clearly talking about myself. My toilet is always pretty bright yellow. I'm very hydrated typically. Like, I do drink a lot of water, but I do like the IV drips and I like really jack myself full of vitamins. So my pee
can be
pretty yellow. And it
it's like bright yellow, but it's prettier than regular pee. I did a shot the other day and I was like, why B12? Is my, yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I go to a dermatologist. She's great. She loves stand up.
Okay.
And, I barter with her sometimes. Nice. I gave her tickets to my special. Nice. I would have done it anyway, but but she got rid of all the earwax in my ears.
How?
She used a machine. I mean, this might be gross, but I get a lot of earwax and I have the tiniest ear canals. My ear canals are so small that every time a doctor looks in my ears, he always does this. He puts the thing back on the wall. He goes to the child. The pediatric size,
and then
I'm like, as soon as he picks, I go, "You're not put it back. You're not. You're gonna want that one. Take that one." And they're like, "No, you're fine." Oh, okay. Wow. And then they fucking stretch the shit out because they can't see in there. And then my ears get filled with wax. And then people make fun of me because I talk too loud. I'll be like, "What?" And they're like, "Carmen, I'm right here."
I overly aggressively clean my now what feel like gaping ear holes compared to.
Wait, you self-clean?
All the time.
What do you use?
A Q-tip.
Yeah, but that just push. I mean, I do it too, but mine barely fit in there. And, but don't
I know
it just pushes?
Pushes it back in. But I don't know. Like, I'm swirling out.
My swirling out only works after swimming.
After it's moist.
Or after a shower. After,
Yeah. I typically, when I do try to do it, although I have like allergies, so like my ear, nose, and throat where that connects, like it'll be slightly itchy sometimes if I'm slightly allergic to something around. So sometimes it is just a feel good thing.
It is a feel good thing. Yeah. It's like an ear fuck with the, with the thing. My boyfriend is obsessed with, me telling him about
I'm love hearing about
you
multitudes of earwax.
My boyfriend is like that. He loves it.
I wish I had more.
He's like, slow down, start over, and tell me every detail. I'm like, what? And
I get it so much.
Really?
It's like, yeah.
Why?
Like, yeah, like I would love to hear you describe how the doctor got it, a lot of it out.
Okay,
Does
so
they
this
suck it out?
They have a baby vacuum, but this time she didn't use a baby vacuum. But it usually looks like a chopstick.
Okay.
And it has a little vacuum on the end and you can hear it go. And then suddenly, I'm not joking, because it fills up so quickly. It feels like I can hear air. I go, I just heard that air. It's like, I heard that air go by.
It's like your ears it's like are that. Dorothy when she saw color for the first time. It's like,
it feels crazy. Wow. I can hear in three dimensions. It's weird.
Do you have like any type of like nasal congestion or like post-nasal congestion?
Sometimes I get allergies and I get very sinusy here, okay. But that hasn't been happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the ears are the first thing to go when I get sick, which I haven't in a while. And I'm going to tell you what I think the reason is. Okay. We have to talk about why haven't I gotten sick. But when I get sick, the first thing that happens,
Your ears hurt. Wow.
Yeah. And then I know. And then I immediately have to go take zinc
get
tablets.
Get in there.
Zinkies or
fast,
whatever.
The Zicam.
Zicam, yes.
Zicam.
I shove that in my face.
Right up my nose.
And then it's gone. And then I'm fine.
Good.
But I don't think I've been getting sick because I've been doing the cold shower thing. I really feel like that's the thing.
I think it's totally part of it all.
Yeah.
I mean, you're living a health, like the fact that you're researching all this stuff, you're focused on it, you care.
Andrew Huberman.
Come on this podcast.
You know him too? Or Huberman, whatever your name is.
Huberman, whatever.
Yeah, he's great.
I listen to everything he's. Some people are too extreme for me. Like, so I don't like all of the guys. Like, I don't know. There's like that David Goggins guy that like people listen to. Like, he seems like
the Navy SEAL runner guy.
It's a little too intense for me. I'm like, I don't want your life. I don't want Mark Wahlberg's life. Like, I think a 3 a.m. wake up or whatever, it just feels wrong.
I like Andrew Huberman, Ryan Holiday.
Who's Ryan?
He does a lot of stuff about Stoics. Do you know that stuff?
No.
Oh, my God. It's like, it's all about, like, you don't have to have an opinion. You don't have to complain about people.
I love that.
You don't have to just focus on yourself. Like, he's very, like, fuck everything. Yeah. Do you?
Oh, good.
And it really helps me. He's got these emails every morning that I read.
Really?
You should check him out. Ryan Holiday.
Ryan Holiday.
He wrote, something is the way. The obstacle is the way.
Okay.
If there's an obstacle in your life,
that's meant to be there.
Do it. Go for it. Don't run away from your obstacle.
You're right.
That obstacle is going to teach you so much.
You're so right.
God damn it. Why couldn't I learn this 20 years ago?
You're so right. Whatever. It doesn't matter when you learn, as long as
I know.
Because you wouldn't have learned it 20 years ago.
I think you're right.
I think about shit like that all the time. Like my fucking blacked out youth or whatever. But like if I like behaved, I don't know. Like I just, I wouldn't. You have to do, I don't know, you have to fuck up to learn stuff, I think.
I guess that's why I'm doing a special. That's him.
Ryan
Holiday.
He does look familiar to me. Where's he from?
I don't know. Oh, I think he's American. All these guys have been on Rogan. So whenever I watch the clips, you know how YouTube will be like, you probably would like this.
It's like one to the other to the
other. So I find them through that. He looks like he's 15, but he's really good.
I love the concept of stoicism.
Oh, yeah.
Just be a stoic.
Yeah.
Because to me, I always find like when I living outside of myself, I watch myself like overreact to things.
Yes.
Overthink things, get hurt by things that were not intended to hurt me.
Yeah.
You know?
That's all stoic-y stuff.
Yeah. I have to chill with all that.
And then do you do the Wim Hof breathing? I can't remember.
No.
Okay. That's the, he's like an older dude who's foreign. Okay. I forget where he's from.
But it's breathing work,
but it's
work.
Like hardcore, you know who got me into it? Vecchione.
Okay.
And it's all about breathing.
Yeah.
And then you do it like a million times.
Okay.
And then when you breathe out, don't breathe in for like 2 minutes.
Okay.
And I never make it to 2 minutes. I make it to like 40 seconds.
Yeah.
You have to do it 3 times a day or something like that.
Jesus.
I don't know. I don't, but.
I'm not the best meditator. I do a lot of infrared saunas and I'll throw on like the Calm app. I'll do like the 10 minute daily thing or whatever. But they're just always reminding me to like be like show gratitude. I don't know. Some of the stuff sticks with me.
Right.
But some of it goes one ear, one the other. Like I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm already doing that.
Right. If you listen to things like that enough, something will stick. That's
true.
What I like about it.
Yeah. It'll like, you'll notice yourself doing it or like.
What about Mel Robbins? Do you listen to her?
No.
Oh my gosh. She's great.
What does Mel
listen
say?
Listen to her. Mel is on, I got into her during COVID on Instagram.
Okay.
And now she has a podcast and she's like a kind of a life coachy person.
Okay, okay.
And the thing I like about her is that I fired my therapist. I got rid of her.
Okay.
And then I started listening to Mel. And you know, I feel like therapists are all about emotion. Well, how does that make you feel?
Mm.
Your parents did that, you know, whatever. And Mel is all action.
Okay.
Oh, that? Well, then fucking go do that.
Yeah.
And this and do that.
Yeah.
So I like that.
I like that. I like the people that are like, don't really allow you to wallow in the self-pity.
Yeah.
Don't really let you stay in that like victim state for long. Because I can do it. I mean, we can
Me
all
too.
Do it.
I got like, very comfortable. My therapist, there is still no one like her. I loved her for 12 years.
Whoa.
But I feel like I got very comfortable with she's going to make me feel okay in this next hour.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you don't do anything after that.
Okay. Interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
So I need someone to just kick me in the ass.
I've never been to therapy.
Really? That's incredible. Good for you. I mean, that's amazing.
That's like she needs it. That just with his whole body was like, she should go.
How do you get rid of agita and anxiety, or do you just not have any?
I work out.
But I do, and I still need therapy.
I,
yes.
That nine times out of 10, if I'm in this state of, like last night, I got really annoyed and probably overreacted and like felt hurt by like somebody like doing something that I felt was like disrespectful professionally and like all this stuff. And like, I went to bed like pretty early. I'm a pretty good sleeper. And I kept saying to myself, like, I was like, I better not wake up thinking about this. Like, this sleep better like take it away. And I woke up and I was still thinking about it. And I was like, fuck. And then like almost like, you know, like an hour and a half, 2 hours with Mabel, I'm fine.
I was going to say dog. I think pets are our therapy.
It's in an organic, constant dopamine. And it's just subtle. Like you watch her catch your frisbee and you're like, that should be in a movie.
I told my boyfriend, if he dies or my parents die, I mean, everyone, we're all going to die. But the minute they die, I'm so getting an animal to like replace that sadness.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't care if it's a dog, a cat, a ferret, but I want it to be a dog, but we're going to have to move because no can do in this building.
Just move. You can move to one of these buildings. People love dogs down here. Is that a pirate ship? I'm sorry. Do you see what type of sail
that looks like one.
Pat, there's a pirate ship.
Is that Johnny Depp on it?
Shut up.
What the hell?
That's Amber Heard. She's taking a poop off the boat.
She's hitting him. Look. She's punching him in the face.
It's like a natural dopamine. And like a good workout sesh will help.
Now, what is the hydro whatever you did today?
Which one?
Sauna, hydro sauna.
I just did infrared.
What is it? What is the infrared part? What is it? What is that compared to a sauna?
Like with the infrared lights.
Yeah.
They're anti-inflammatory.
Oh.
They're like mood boosting. Like this facial place I go to, Joanna Vargas, they have an LED light bed at the skincare place.
Okay.
And it's just like, it'll be like 5 minutes and it feels warm. It almost feels like a very, very light tanning bed, but it's not. Okay. But it's like the lights are
not
UV.
Is that why you look tan?
No, I'm tan because I sit out on my terrace.
Oh.
I also believe in the sun and the healing powers of the sun.
That's very important.
I get like sunshine in my eyeballs in the morning.
Andrew Huberman, 10 Andrew minutes Huberman, a day.
All the time. I'm staring at the sun.
Stare at the sun in the first 3 hours you wake up.
Yeah. It's like, and I am a good sleeper.
You think it works?
I don't wake up in the middle of the night. I don't have a hard time falling asleep.
Yeah.
And I sleep for 6 hours straight, maybe like seven.
That's all I sleep too. I used to sleep eight.
Do you nap?
No. I mean, sometimes, but not really.
I would say like 3 days out of the week I'll nap.
How long?
If I say tonight I'm just going to like go to bed early, like pretty early. I'm like so excited.
Isn't that sad? I'm like, I can't wait to watch The Night Agent on Netflix and go to bed.
Do you like The Night Agent? Did you watch The Diplomat?
No, I heard it was dumb. Is it good?
Comment. It's what? Not dumb.
Okay, somebody told me it was dumb.
Who?
I don't know.
Some
somebody.
Male comedian?
Not a comedian, but a male. Yes, I'm going to watch it.
I think I blew through it in like maybe two or three nights.
It's that good.
And they're like an hour long, like intense. You have to pay attention.
I'm going to watch it because I watch all the, is it like a murder mystery?
It's there. Well, there's different pieces and you keep finding things out.
Okay,
it's
good.
More like, did you like 24?
Loved it.
Or,
Loved it.
Like House
Loved
of Cards.
Loved it. House
like,
of Cards.
Like Madam Secretary almost.
Didn't
like,
see Madam Secretary, but I saw The Killing.
Okay. I didn't see The Killing. Did I? Oh, wait. With Mariel Enos?
No idea who that is.
The Killing? I think it was Mariel Enos.
With the red hair? With,
yeah. And she was like a detective cop?
Yes.
Yeah. I think we're talking
and
about
the same thing. And then I saw the one with the X-Files lady.
Yeah. She's awesome. Jillian... fucking.
Yeah, but the show she did around the time of The Killing, the blank she...
I know what you're talking about.
And then I saw all of those murder mysteries. I see them all.
I think you like this. And it's Carrie Russell, Felicity. Do you remember Felicity?
Oh, yeah, Felicity.
It's Felicity. Okay. She's all grown up. And she looks fucking fantastic.
Okay, I'll watch it.
And she's like clearly not really had any like real fucking work done. Like she's not like blowing her face up with fillers.
Yeah.
Like she's like aging.
Uh-huh.
But obviously she's got the resources to like keep herself looking great. But she's...
I feel like that's the in thing now.
Listen.
Did you notice that? I noticed that people don't look as, puffy as they used to.
It's fine. I think it's finally catching on. But I also do think there's like pockets of the internet and like young girls that are still like throwing a lot of fillers in their face.
Yeah. I know people who have like Botox parties. And I heard about one. Okay. Because I've only done it a couple times.
Yeah, I've done it a couple times. I don't do it in my forehead because I think
I'm
this
scared.
Looks crazy.
I heard that. I didn't do that either. But
oh, that was her at her height. Oh,
I never saw that.
This
show.
Is her now. Is that her now? How great does she look?
She still looks great. What is she?
Like 45, 46?
Yeah, she looks great.
Fantastic.
She was the, wasn't she the Noxzema girl?
Yeah. Oh, or was that before? Rebecca? What's her face from 90210?
Oh, you're right.
But remember that Rebecca with the curly hair?
With the curly hair.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
And she couldn't act for shit. She was such a bad actor.
None of them could. Oh, my God.
Shannon Doherty was okay.
Life was so easy back then, wasn't it? Before influencers.
I know.
It was just like 10 TV stars and that's it.
I know.
Look at her there.
Oh, my God. What a babe.
That hair. What a bitch.
I loved her so much because she was flat chested, too.
She was?
She had tiny, tiny boobs. And I like still haven't developed. So I just really was drawn to her. But yeah, The Diplomat. And like the guy who plays her husband is great. I thought it was really good. If you don't like it.
They're her boobs.
Look at her. It's so
but
little.
But they're perky though.
Oh, I
so
know.
Nobody
she's
cares.
Sexy as hell.
Guys don't care if your tits. I mean, or girls. I have to be like all of them now.
Yeah.
But I was talking for myself because I had smaller tits before. I didn't get them. They're not bigger. They just. They grow on their own after
a certain
age.
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
I think they just get lower and they just look bigger.
I'm waiting. I'm like, come on, anything. Boobs.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I think you might like The Diplomat.
I'll watch that.
But what was I going to say? Like, tonight I'm going to go to bed early, but I will nap.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I can do what you're supposed to do, like that 15 to 20. Like, and I actually will, like, fall asleep and, like, organically wake up. And I'm
yeah.
Like, oh. But I would say that happens, like, one every three times.
I fell asleep on the bus today.
Okay.
Does that count?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you like this?
On the bus, yes. And I had my headphones on. And, of course, I left my phone on. And it was like, ding! I have a text.
Yeah. That's a nice wake up. I fell asleep at getting a chair massage a couple days ago.
Oh, my God.
So drooling on the table.
Ah! Do you ever fall asleep in a real massage?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's weird because they.
Facials. I've woken myself up snoring.
Oh, yeah. No. You know, I just had a facial done and they did that. Like, I think I told you about it the other day. They did that electric.
Isn't it great?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I walk in there going like, this is all bullshit.
It's all
I'm
bullshit.
Paying her $200 to like electrocute my face.
Yeah.
And then when it's over, I feel great.
Yep. I know. It's just like the finances of it all, you know, like that's what I think is so hard. I think that all of these treatments, especially if they're just like benefiting you like mentally, physically, like they should cost less money. They should be a public health like
they should
type
be
thing.
Covered under Obamacare.
Absolutely. Get it back in office.
It should be under Medicaid.
Yeah. I bet that probably like fucking Switzerland where they have all the like eugenic people.
Everything's free out there.
Yeah.
I injured myself once in London and I got an x-ray for free. I didn't even give them my ID.
They're like, oh, we can just tell with our eyes. It's not broken.
Ooh, that's good.
I mean, it started all right. broken.
And I was like, here, thank you. I'm like, I'm sure it's broken.
Oh, no, it's not. Just put some, you know, rub some ointment on it.
Ew, darling. Aw, I can do it. Crumpet and tea.
I've never been to London.
Really?
I haven't traveled internationally much at all.
Oh, my gosh. How did you pick up the accent?
Oh, I don't know.
Watching television?
Oh, I watch The Great British Bake Off all the time.
Oh, my God. I love that show.
I love it so much. I love eating dessert while I'm watching it.
I love the sidekick guy with the dark hair.
Oh, he's great. He cracks jokes all day.
Him.
I know.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, what are you baking? Oh, go to Studio 59.
I would be like, get the fuck out of my face. I'm trying to win this contest. Know. You know which one I love? I got into the quarantine and I obsess about it. I just looked it up again today. When does it start again? American Ninja fucking Warrior.
I love that show. We could be on it.
No, there's no
Nikki
way.
Nikki Glaser was on it.
I know.
We could be on
I
it,
I told
Carmen.
Her, I'm like, I'm so jealous.
So jealous.
That you got on the best show ever.
You're so tall. Not like you're, how tall are you?
6 feet.
You would crush.
No, because you have to have upper body weight. I can't do that. I can't hang off those things
yes,
and
you
do
can.
Little flips and stuff.
And you'll be able to do the wall better than anyone.
Also, they have everyone on there. You know how they just added 50? It used to be like, I think 18 and up, and now it's like 15 and up.
Oh,
all the winners now
are children.
They're like like 15, 16.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, all the, there are gymnasts on the show who are in their 20s. No. They're losing. No. So imagine me, a non-gymnast on there. I would.
Well, no, you would be on the comedy version.
If they had a comedy version, I'd sign up immediately.
In a heartbeat.
Please add a comedy version.
We need Comedy American Ninja. I always thought that we should pair up, you know, fit comics with not so fit comics. Uh-huh. I think there's like an even ratio. And then like those are the team. Like that's your teammate.
So, for American Ninja Warrior?
No, why not?
Okay.
Or a similar show. Obstacle courses, physical challenges. You know what I mean? Like, but it could be like a long show where they could live in the house together. There could be like an end goal of like get your partner down 10 pounds or whatever.
So can we say out loud who our partners would be? No, that would be really mean.
Say your partner.
I'm thinking of my partner right now.
I'm thinking of a,
and
I'm
that
thinking
person
of a
would
of
not
partners.
Want to be known.
I think of my partner and I. He's wealthy and has like a huge influence and stuff.
I know who it is. That was my partner. Well, no.
We could probably share him. He's huge.
In personality. Because we don't body shame.
No,
here.
We would never. But don't you think that might be, I feel like, you know, would it be tough convincing the fat comics? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but not if we said your Instagram followers are going to double.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I don't know.
But it's good for you. I don't know.
I think it's like, it might be a fun idea.
You could be on it because you're light.
I feel like my
fitness. How tall
fitness,
are you?
5'2".
Perfect.
I feel like my fitness is okay. I'm trying to get better at running. My like lungs are my problem. I have asthma and I'm fucking smoke pot, which is stupid. But I've been trying to run more. I'm taking these GTX classes where we run on a treadmill for like sometimes 15, 20 minutes. Like
that long?
Total. Uh-huh. So it might be like split up into like 2 9-minute blocks or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard. It's like really challenging for me. And I feel like my friggin' like I'm really working. My chest gets tight. But then after, I always feel a lot better. My breathing is a lot better. So I want to be able to run outside.
I run sometimes. Yeah. I used to run in high school, but that doesn't count. That was not long ago. But I run on the treadmill now, and I do better on the treadmill. I can't run outside. It's too pretty because I want to stop and like look at the birds and
maybe
stuff.
Maybe that's it. I quit too. I also tried running.
Yeah, I quit.
I tried running with Mabel. I tried running when I was home on Cape Cod, and I let myself. I just kept quitting. But then I would run again. You know, I think it's like probably takes time and patience. But I see all these other people just fucking running, and they never stop.
I know. I'm trying to run just to get rid of like the middle area. I find that so hard because I will not give up chocolate and ice cream.
No, me neither.
And I think it all goes there.
I don't know.
But you know what works best? Fasting. Intermittent fasting. Do you do that?
I feel like I do it accidentally. I kind of like to be like an intuitive eater.
Yeah.
I also think the NAD plus like IV drips that I do, they really speed up my metabolism. Like I wake up starving.
Yeah. Now, when you say an NAD plus, you just go to a person and say,
right,
I want to... What?
Right over here. I go clean.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you buy them yourself and inject yourself?
No.
Oh.
They're like real nurses.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
And then what does the NAD stand for? Sodium?
I always make Pat look it up. Oh. That is the...
Isn't it the chem...
I think it is.
Chemistry major.
I memorized the element table once and like made a rap out of it.
You made a rap?
Yeah. It was like, European aluminum...
Iron, Fe, sodium, Na.
I don't know if hydrogen.
H.
Oxygen?
O2.
Oh, it's a 2? Fuck. I'm just going to say O.
Give me another one.
Nitrogen.
N-I. Carbon, C. When I was in chemistry class. When I was in chemistry class, CA, maybe?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. I'm listening.
When I was in chemistry class, my teacher... would say carbon, and I thought he said carmen.
Carmen. Carbon.
And he would say carbon, and I'd go, yeah.
Here, present.
And then he'd go, monoxide, not kidding. And I was like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. Nicotinamide, adenine, nucleotide.
Carmen, you're so smart.
Oh my God, it's like a coenzyme involved in production. And it can ready be reduced by 2 electrons.
I was still sounding the first one out in my head.
Nice.
Wait, did that give us a definition though, Pat? Because I want... Yeah, that's the stuff you can like order at home. And you can take it orally, but like we keep saying, like the oral stuff, like how much of it really gets in.
Okay, so what when you take this, what does it do? to you that you feel?
God, I don't have my glasses on.
No, but what does it do when you do you feel like, oh my God, I feel like I just had a cup of coffee? Like, does that feel good like that?
A little, but it's more like you notice it over the next like few days.
Oh.
And it's like during it, you know something is going into you. You feel almost like a little nauseous, almost like a little speedy, car sick, coke sick.
Okay. Wow, I really want to do this now.
I know, it sounds terrible. Yeah. But it's literally the second it's out of your veins, it's gone. And if it feels that much, it means that your NAD levels are pretty high.
Okay.
Sometimes, like, if I don't go for, like, say, like a month and a half, it's not that bad at all. It's like, and they can drip it. They can change how fast it goes into you.
Okay.
So if you got enough time, you can just, like, just drip that sucker low, like, really slow. So I might be here for an hour, and it's not so bad, the feeling.
I want to try it.
You should.
Now, do I have to have this, the right insurance, no, or just
it's not
go
covered
in?
By insurance.
Oh, okay.
It's all, like, you know, it's considered whatever, superfluous, like,
okay,
not necessary.
All right, well, tell me when you go
but
one day, because I'm not gonna go unless
come
I
with
go
me.
With a professional,
yeah,
like
come
you
with me.
I'm not going by myself. I'll get
well,
the wrong
you
one.
You know who me and Emma Weldon used to drip together.
Really? Used to drip.
Oh, give me drip.
Now, did she find a little pep in her step too?
She introduced me to it.
Oh,
I'm a woman. If you want to talk about health stuff, like she's on top of it, like supplements. She's always got different shit going on.
Oh my God.
We used to take a lot of workout classes together too.
What kind?
We would do spin. We would take whatever Equinox would have to offer at like Orchard Street. So we'd do spin. And then we started going to this place called Pedal House, which was a spin class, but they did weights in between.
Uh-huh.
But then the guy got a little weird and like said he wanted to start doing stand up. So me and Emma ghosted him.
Ew, I hate that. Is the biggest turnoff. It's such a turnoff when
you
someone
find
says that.
So insulting. Like,
but more insulted. I just feel like they're using me to like to get info.
Sure.
Like, oh, I'm doing stand up. So what should I, can I follow
no,
you all night
no,
tonight
no.
and tell me what to do?
No.
Like that kind of shit.
No, it's like, you want to follow me? Like, I'm going to do one spot. I'm going to order a Caesar salad to go.
And then I'm going to bed with my doggy.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like also why you shouldn't date a fan. Cause I feel like they know the person on stage.
Yeah.
And then like I get off the stage and sometimes I'm miserable and I'm like, this is the real me.
Same.
That's not me on stage. Okay. Fuck off.
You fell in love with the idea of me. I'm a fucking cunt.
Oh my God. This is me.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, we kind of leave the stage depleted, you know?
Yeah.
It's.
And then we want to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then they want to like start a podcast and ask questions.
No.
You know, it's not.
But, I don't know. Are you talking about your guy?
My guy. No, see, my guy's different because
he's a writer. He's
a writer, but he also dabbled in stand up years
right,
ago.
Right. So he gets
it.
Yeah.
And he's like, today I want to do it. So we went somewhere. And then every once in a while, he'll actually do a spot. Like when I went to Berlin and Vienna like 3 months ago, I went to Europe for like 2 weeks. And
awesome.
I was like, just come and do 5 minutes on every show.
Oh,
and he was
God,
like,
fun.
All right.
Yeah.
So he doesn't like do it a lot, but he can like
he can,
do.
And he gets laughs. And
he gets
fun.
Laughs and he's fine. Yeah. Yeah.
And he's not. And you guys like love each other. And that's fine. It's not like a weird competitive thing.
No, because he's not trying to make it his career because
okay.
he has a career.
Right.
So I'm like, just go up and fuck around. He goes, I don't want to mess up your show. I'm like, you're doing 5 minutes. Like you could shit on stage and it would be fine.
Honestly, can you bomb? That's what I would ask. That's really nice.
Yeah. So it's like fun. And then when I run jokes by him, at least he gets it because he's a writer. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what about this?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
My last boyfriend was... It wasn't. He was like kind of like what you were describing. He would never describe himself as a fan.
Uh-huh.
But he saw me on a YouTube on Jim Norton's podcast.
Uh-huh.
And then found me on Instagram and messaged me.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Is that not a fan? That's a fan.
Yes, but then a stalker maybe?
Well,
and then
know.
How long did you guys date?
Almost 2 years. I'm still like madly.
Then he's wonderful.
I'm still like madly in love with
him.
Oh,
you are?
Yeah.
What happened?
His mom found my OnlyFans.
Oh,
then
fuck.
We had a breakup.
Listen, and he listened to his mother.
Yeah.
That he's a mama's boy. Fuck him.
I know.
He needs to cut the cord.
He was younger than me.
Like 5? Like how old are you? He should be listening
to
his
preschool.
Mom. Listen, he needs to like get over that shit. His mother's shit.
He's moved on. He loves someone else now. It's
he
fine.
Does?
I think so.
I'm really pissed. Oh my God.
It's been hard for me to date since I started the OnlyFans. I don't do
How
apps.
The fuck did his mother find your OnlyFans?
She sought it out. She paid for it. She found it.
But was she like, I wonder if this girl's on OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Maybe his father found OnlyFans.
Maybe. Well, his mom's like remarried. His dad, honestly, they don't have a relationship, but his dad, from what I can tell, seems pretty cool.
So what you're saying, it's hard to date now because of OnlyFans.
I mean, it's not that I don't like get like some messages. A lot of it is like me too. Like, I'm just like, I don't want to be with somebody that I'm not like really attracted to.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You should be picky.
I know. But maybe that's why I'm still single.
Have you tried? Picky. Are you on a specific?
I'm on no apps.
Good. Okay. So you want to do it the natural way. Yeah. You might meet someone with Mabel.
Yeah, I know. You're right. Because there is a guy and it's Grizz's dad. Grizz's dad, if you know who you are.
Grizz's dad. What kind of dog is Grizz?
He's a German Shepherd.
Grizz is a dog. If you're listening, are you on Chewy? Because...
Chewy's the dog parent love app.
Chewy is the way to meet guys. Is your dog eating Chewy? But it feels like meeting a guy with a dog would be easy because you'd be like, oh my God, mine does that too.
Yeah.
Like you could just use a prop, which is the dog.
Yeah.
To like...
I was chatting with this other guy the other night, and Milo is his dog, and Milo and Mabel get along really well, and they play fetch, and he's really cute. I think he's a little young for me.
Uh-huh.
But he works in FIDI. But like, yeah. And then I also like sometimes...
In FIDI?
Like in finance.
What's the DI part?
Or FIDI's financial district.
District. Oh,
but,
okay.
I meant to say finance. Mm. But he just like, he seems a little young. But we have like a good, and then sometimes I'm like, is he gay? Like, I don't even know.
Anymore. How can you find out? You need to ask Grizz. This is all FIDI though, right? You live in the FIDI of the capital.
This is Battery Park.
But that's very financial.
Sure, but not like financial district, like Wall Street.
Are you into dating someone who's not in the arts?
Yeah, I'll date anybody.
Yeah.
I'll date a garbage man if I'm attracted to him.
Of course.
I just like...
They make good. They make good money, and they have a pension.
I would have no problem.
I just made that up.
No, I've heard that too. Though I've heard that too. They can retire pretty early, and they can like have a whole other career if they want, like
comedy.
Like garbage
They'll
comedy
start
guy.
Doing stand up. Oh my God! Well, listen. I think. If you just start...
You have it all, Carmen.
What?
You have the guy. You've got
oh,
the
yeah,
career.
I have it all. I have a comedy special that I need to have people come to. Please, okay? I don't have it all.
Where are you filming it?
At the Village Underground.
That's a big fucking space.
Comedy Cellar, June 26th.
That's going to be awesome.
It's a Monday.
Okay.
So it's an 8 o'clock and a 10 o'clock. So even 10 o'clock, though, people have to come out on a Monday at 10.
They will.
They better fucking come.
Oh, it's going to be packed. That's going to be
think?
Awesome. Yeah.
It's in a month. It's in a month from tomorrow.
You have plenty of time. It's going to be packed. Easy. It's the Village Underground. If I was like any type of comedy fan and that was like I was in town, I would go there. And plus, you have fans. They're going to come watch you.
They better. Because I have a show that was canceled today.
What? Who did? What
show? I do. And it was because it's Memorial Day weekend. And of course, I didn't even realize it. So I haven't had a show get canceled in so long. And I was like, oh. And then somebody texted me from the club, from the room. And they're like, I just want to let you know that no one's here.
Right.
It's not you. It's Memorial Day weekend.
This is like, I was feeling really bad. I sold okay, but not really great at Laugh Factory. And they were like, it's Sunday and it's graduation weekend. Like, nobody's coming out.
I mean, I love that they tell you that, but I also hate it.
Me too.
It's like, thank you, but also like,
but
you
like
still
somebody
like,
could have done
yeah,
it.
Yeah, somebody could have
fucking Andrew
come.
Schultz would have sold out.
Right,
I don't
exactly.
Like, I know who I
they're
am.
They're like, oh, it's the Oscars or the Super Bowl. And now I mark that on my calendar all the time. I'm like, don't work on this
don't
day.
Work. Yeah. I used to have used to do my show sometimes, my stand up and take your clothes off show. Remember that burlesque show I ran? Years
but
ago.
But I never took my clothes off.
No.
Oh, I thought you said me. Oh.
You used to do stand-up.
Oh, but not, I didn't take my clothes off.
No, the other girls did.
Oh, yes.
You did it, I think, a couple times.
What venue was that?
It was, it started at the Crane Theater.
Yes.
And we were under St. Mark's at one point, but we were mostly at the Crane.
And they had like burlesque with the tassels?
Yeah.
Was a fun show.
I know. I'm like not friends with the girl that I used to produce it with, and it makes me sad. I should reach out to her.
Life is hard.
It's hard.
Take your protein pills.
Eat iron and liver.
And do your drips.
Do your IV
always
drips.
Drip.
Tell people where they can find you.
At the Comedy Cellar on June 26th, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock, carmenlynch.com/tour. You better fucking show up at Carmen Comedian. And if you speak Spanish, I'm doing a Spanish special on July 15th in Barcelona at Carmen en Español is my Instagram, at Carmen en Español. But come to the Comedy Cellar first.
That's so cool. How much are you doing, like a whole hour in Spanish?
Yes, but I can't even think about it because I want to get through
you
this one.
I hear you. Okay.
I'm sorry. But I am. No, but you can ask. So what cool. If I was like, don't ask me about it until it's over? No, I want to do both.
I think it's so like crazy. Like you're bilingual. I wish I was more bilingual. I can speak French a little bit, but you're like full on bilingual.
But I mean, I still have to like make my
think
brain.
About it.
Yeah, it's like studying for a test.
Okay.
Like I have to think because some words in Spain are not the words they use in like Latinos use.
Okay.
So I have to like switch things.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, but it's fun.
You're talented. You can do it.
Oh, I hope.
Thank you for doing the podcast.
Thank you.
Guys, subscribe to the fucking YouTube page. If we're not in 100K, all of you are getting blocked.
Yeah.
It's only she is.